track 13, and we come to our sports roundup. And it will come as no surprise to anybody that many games and matches fell foul of the weather this week and last weekend. But just 8 games managed to survive in football. It was not only a wet week in South Devon, but an explosive situation uncovered by a player in Plymouth. Plymouth True Blues continue to lead the way at the top of the Premier Division. A single strike from Dylan Holgate was just enough to get them past Paint and Saints at Millbay Park. Windmill Football Club are one of those chasing True Blues, and they had an impressive 5-1 win at East Allington United. Buckfastleigh Rangers won a league game for the first time since October the 18th. But what a big win it was. A 2-1 home result against Kingstainton Athletic, and that moves them to within 4 points of the Rams, who from nowhere seem to have been dragged into a relegation battle. In Division 1, only one game beat the weather, and it was the turn of Barton Athletic to heap more disappointment on Brixham Town with a 5-0 drubbing. Gampton United moved level on points with Division 3 leaders Kings Kerswell thanks to a comfortable 7-1 win against Buckfastleigh 2nd 11. 2 league games went ahead in Division 4, and Chudley Athletic 2nds moved 6 points clear at the top with an unconvincing 2-1 success at Kingsbridge and Kellerton United. Meanwhile, Paynton Villa 3rds moved into 3rd place with a fine 7-1 victory in the derby game versus Paynton Saints 3rds. On to cup action, and Islington Villa bowed out of the Premier Cup, losing 4-1 against Step 7 side Plymouth Marjon. Still representing the SDFL in the Intermediate Cup are Kings Kerswell and South Brent. Kerswell had a good 2-0 win at Bow in Mid-Devon, and Brent won a real tussle of a game 5-3 at home to Putford. There were more talking points off the field than on it at Blaise Park on Saturday, as St Blaise played out an entertaining goalless draw against Shepton Mallet. Immediately after the final whistle, the Green and Blacks announced that former Buckland Athletic boss Dan Hart is the new manager following the unexpected sacking of Mark Carter earlier in the week. On to rugby of various kinds, both union and league. But in rugby union, Exeter Chiefs powered into the last 16 of the European Challenge Cup with an authoritative 31-0 victory over Cardiff Rugby, and that was at Sandy Park. In the South West 2 division, Tynmouth Rugby Football First 15's tough time in South West 2's continued, unfortunately, with a 38-23 home defeat by Oakhampton. That's 4 defeats in the last 5 starts for the teens, who dropped a spot into the bottom 3 as Penzance Newlyn won at Winscombe to go past them. And at Racker Hayes, Newton Abbott Rugby Football Club moved on from their derby defeat away to Torquay Athletic with a 38-36 win over St Ives. The lead changed hands 4 times before Newton scored twice in quick succession to shoot from 29-24 down to 38-29 ahead. There's some running going on with Fitz Run's Amy Lawson took part in a very unusual event on Saturday, January the 10th, called the Round Sheffield Run, a multi-stage trail running enduro winter edition. Amy said it was a fantastic event and would highly recommend it. They also run a summer edition of it in June. There was snow on the day, but this just added to the incredible atmosphere. And that completes our quick roundup of the sport for this week.